The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Good morning, and welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 and WCWP.org, live from LIU Post Studio. This is Project Independence and You, and my name is Otto Loos. I'm filling in for John Ryan, who's normally the host. The one advantage to where I am now is I can actually see the clock, and you can't see the clock when you co-host this show. So you really don't know when time is flying by, which it does. I have been actively involved with Project Independence from the start, and it's been a great experience. My co-host for today's show is Janet Entine, who's also been an active member and a volunteer for Project Independence since 2011. And she's from Roslyn Heights. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Adam.
It's great to be here with you. For those of you who may not know, Project Independence is a program that provides services and various programs for seniors, and they're primarily designed to assist and support any older town resident from the town of North Hempstead who wishes to stay in their own home as long as they want, which I think most of us would prefer.
Very much so. I think it's so important.
Yeah, the other option is not very appealing. Unfortunately, it does happen, and there are times where it almost has to happen.
Agreed, but how much? It's so much healthier to know that you have that the option of being able to stay at home with
and
some
function
support.
And do things. And Project Independence has just been a great program in that they provide transportation, for food shopping, medical visits, help at home for home maintenance, maybe change a light bulb if that happens to be a problem, toilet seat, which could be a problem. They provide advice and coordination about nursing and social work services. And the list is really very, very long. And they will connect you with whoever they believe will give you the best support. I do understand that we now have our first guest on the phone. And is there somebody on the phone? Hello?
Hi, Marlene Brooks here.
Ah, okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. Marlene Brooks, correct?
Yes, thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're the founder of Pen Pals for Seniors, which is a different approach in this day and age. Most pen pal type situations would be done on a computer, and we're very interested in learning about your approach. And my understanding is that the goal really is to minimize senior isolation and cut down on loneliness, which unfortunately many seniors do face when they get older. So maybe give us a few words of introduction and how you got started with this idea, Marlene.
Okay, definitely. We basically will match up seniors with our volunteers. What we're trying to do is we are trying to reach out to, well, let me start. My backstory is I received a letter from a neighbor who was in her house for years and didn't come out. She was isolated and lonely. I personally didn't know anybody lived there. When her home health care worker would come during the day, I would be at work. So I didn't know anybody worked there. So I got this letter, and I went to visit her. She's part of our family now, and it made me aware of the need that was so great. It just brought out, I had lots of people. I posted on my Facebook for everybody to go check on their neighbors, and within 39 days, I had 6,000 people emailing me. So I seen the need, and I started a group that I would basically collect mail and take mail and match people up to seniors. And I just wanted everybody to get off, you know, go outside and meet their neighbors, you know, like sort of back in the old day how I grew up. You know, everybody sort of took care of everybody.
Just work on locale. In other words, do you have to live in the...
Like Missouri.
Like you have to live in Missouri in order to be a part of this. Or do you match someone who lives in California and someone who lives in Missouri?
That's correct. I actually make matches nationwide, all of the United States.
I find it pretty amazing that you got 6,000 responses in a relatively short period of time. What do you find is, first of all, let's talk a little bit about the pen pal approach and what it is you're doing and how the system works. You know, how does pen pal function? What is it? What is the system that you use, if you will?
Sure. First it started, I opened a PO.
Hello?
I think we lost it.
Are you there, Marlene?
No. I hear something. Okay, well, we are in a technical gap at the moment, which we will be hopefully resolving shortly. It's a phone system. But while we're waiting, we can talk a little bit about Pen Pal. Okay, we can talk a little more about Pen Pal. And the approach, basically, as we understand it, is that people would exchange handwritten letters, which probably is almost unheard of in this day and age.
Yes.
yet there are people who really like the idea. Because that's just how they grew up, and technically, Marlene is back.
I'm sorry, I lost you.
Yeah. Well, we were trying to explain a little bit about the pen pal approach for you, but now maybe you could go back to it. Basically, what I said, that in this day and age, it's pretty amazing and interesting that people still as negatively call it snail mail, but long story short is there are a lot of people who like the idea of getting a handwritten letter and writing a handwritten letter. So maybe could you expand on that a little bit?
Yes, definitely. Of course, nowadays everything's done online. A lot of our elderly community don't have computers or tablets or, you know, they don't know how to use a smartphone. We're working on programs for that. But basically it is letters that you write, handwritten letters that will be delivered to them. Some of the seniors have trouble writing, so we're doing workshops where we help them write back and send stuff. We do birthday cards, and it's just a general greeting to bring smiles to their faces. We do pair up people that have went through our background check and stuff, and then they can write directly if the senior feels comfortable with that. We have a senior request form for seniors who want to join the program, who want to be on our list for services through all of the United States. So, and it is no.
Do you have a harder time finding the volunteer to write the letter or the people on the receiving end of the letter? Which are, do you find you have a bigger need to fill?
The bigger need I need to fill was basically the people receiving the letters. The isolated seniors I have come across in this last year, I've come across some seniors who don't really readily like to admit that they're isolated and lonely. And so I have received more volunteers willing to write the letters than I would say seniors wanting the service. We do have a lot of seniors and we do have a lot of volunteers, but there always is more volunteers than there are seniors. And I think it's just the outreach. I have people in different states and we do several outreach programs. It's just getting to them and getting to the ones that are really isolated. You know, the ones on the homebound programs that get their meals delivered to them that, you know, aren't necessarily in a nursing home or anything like that. Those are the ones that are harder to reach.
It sounds extraordinary, but I do have a question. How do you begin to reach out to people to let them know that you exist? And, do you, for example, if you are a person who's aging and you are isolated so that you would know about this, do you go through states or county governments or senior aging groups?
We reach out to all of them as much as we can. We try to. Awareness is key. We have the program where we can sign up the seniors where family members can sign them up and then we will contact them. So a lot of it is word of mouth. We have a website, which is penpalsforseniors.org, which has all of the information on it where you can sign up and you can set up your background check or you can get the senior request form, which is what we have for the elderly to sign up. I have a lot of nursing homes and activities directors that will sign up the people in their homes, and then we do a lot of outreach to try to reach the ones, you know, on the Meals on Wheels program who, you know, the only contact maybe they might get within the whole week is just the person delivering their meals. So we send out flyers and packets and try to reach those ones as well.
Yeah, I have no idea about a statistic, but let's say it sounds to me like 90% of the contact would not be through the isolated senior, but somebody who knows the isolated senior is isolated and might be able to take advantage of it and enjoy the pen pal approach. Is that pretty true, would you say?
90%. I'm sorry, I didn't understand that question. 90% of the contact?
Yeah, the point is that the isolated seniors themselves probably are very rarely the ones who make the contact that they would like to have a pen pal. It would strike me that it would come from somebody who knows the isolated senior, whether it be family or some institution or agency that can reach out for them. Would you say that's pretty much the story?
That is true. I do get a lot of requests from seniors themselves, though. Don't know as far as a percentage-wise. I wouldn't say 90% because I do get a lot of direct requests from seniors.
Well, that's good to know.
The ones that can, you know, email and stuff, I get emails constantly from them. I mean, since this program started, I've exchanged over 20,000 emails with people.
Really? Wow. Yeah. Now, you only started this program, the way I read it, last year? Hello? Uh-oh. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? I think we lost her.
Hello? I'm still here. I don't know what is going on today. I'm so sorry.
You're back. Okay.
Yes.
Where were we?
When she started the program.
What?
You were talking about
she started
the program. As far as the writing of the letters go, I saw a show on TV the other day that I found very interesting, which kind of brought light to the pen pal approach. It was on NBC in the New York area, and it was about a school in Dallas with third graders who were writing letters. They were learning cursive, and they were writing letters to seniors in a senior community. And both sides were loving it. The kids were loving it, and the person on the receiving end was loving it. So I could see where, you know, there were a lot of people who would really love to contribute or be involved with this program. The way to contact you is, what's the best way to contact you?
If you go to our website, pithelterseniors.org, there is a link on how to become a volunteer, and our email address, which is info@pithelterseniors.org, is also listed on there.
Okay.
They can contact me through that. We also do have a Facebook page where I get a lot of traffic through there. They can contact us that way as well.
Okay, and one other thing that does happen here, because this is, you know, the Project Independence program that basically runs, I don't know how familiar you are with them, but the goal is to maintain and enable people to stay in their own home for as long as possible. And one of the things that people can do is call 311, and I'm saying that they can do that for this as well, because 311 would have the information for pen pals for seniors. So anybody who's listening, if you didn't catch all of the contact information, you can call 311 and get all of the information we just talked about. We have 40 seconds to go for this first segment, which has gone quite rapidly. And we will, please don't hang up, I don't think, right? Okay. Victoria, our engineer, just gave me the high sign and said, do not hang up. And we have 23 seconds. We will be taking a break. And this is WCWP 88.1 FM. And we are down.